All right, I've got what looks to be potentially a new tag team forming here. Bull Schmidt, Neil Diamond Cutter. Didn't start off that way. You had a qualifying match for the Central States title against each other. And Neil, your brothers, the Hooligans, decided to attack you outside the ring. Bull gave chase. You ended up winning by countout.
Pretty much, I got lucky. Bull is a little too big for my taste. He's almost a foot higher than I am. But I worked my hardest, and he just didn't realize that the number was counting to 10 as he got to me. So I got lucky.
Now, Bull, what was it? You decided to chase the hooligans all the way to the back, getting yourself counted out.
Well, I've watched how the things have progressed with my friend here, NDC, and the hooligans.
See, you just said we're friends.
Okay, well, you might. I call people friends on acquaintance level, but he has potential. But I think what I did is I overlooked him, is I underestimated him. And you can never, ever underestimate the heart of a champion. I saw that in him. I see what he can do. I see the potential he has. And I don't see any reason why someone who's been in the business for 15 years like myself, who's wrestled anywhere you probably could wrestle, wouldn't take a guy like that with that kind of heart and that kind of fire and turn it into a monster, man. The guy, when he gets in the ring, he thinks he's 6'10" and bulletproof. Who wouldn't want that on their back? Who wouldn't want them on their side? And let me tell you, this man's going to become a machine. I ain't taking him to Dairy Queen for no Sundays or nothing. But I guarantee you, when it comes to the bell ringing in that squared circle, there's no one else I'd rather have with me right now than that cat right here to my right. On the grounds that I know that when I need him, he's going to be spine to spine, back to back, heel to heel, right there where I need him. So, I mean, like I said, I got some business to attend to, but you need to talk to this young man about this three-way dance he had tonight, man, because he was really impressed. Like I said, he's got a lot of potential here in Metro Pro, and I don't see any limit. And if I can do anything I can to take him to that next level, I'll do it.
Just
appreciate you, brother.
Promise me you won't actually turn me into a machine. I don't want metal pieces and wires.
If I can keep you from talking, I'll keep you from talking. That's just a little one. You know, that's just how it is. Machine, I want you to. Domo arigato, mister Roboto. Yes, bull. Yes, bull.
No. I like
that idea. I think that'd get over huge.
We can put a metal rod in my forearm. That way, when I forearm people, it actually hurts them pretty bad.
Didn't Lex Luger do that?
I don't know.
I remember that.